Small Biz. Small Biz Central.
The Brain.
On this segment of the Small Biz Brain, we're taking a closer look at a company that has created a powerful range of solutions for business challenges. Steve Schroeder is the founder and owner of Realtime Sites. The company is a full-service web applications, software development, e-commerce, and database services provider offering innovative IT solutions. Joining us on the line from their headquarters in Albuquerque, New Mexico is Steve Schroeder. He's the founder and owner of Realtime Sites. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David.
What originally led to the creation of your company, Realtime Sites?
I was a Sandia National Labs employee in software. And when the internet came along, we saw how websites just came up at an unbelievable rate. But then reality sunk in, and websites suffer to this day from outdated content. And so during this period, in the early years, I did some prototyping on building some software to alleviate the problem of outdated content.
Yeah.
Today, that term is called content management.
So in the beginning, it really was about keeping content current.
Yes. And so in 1999, I left Sandia Laboratories and started Realtime Sites in January 2000. And at that time, we were plugging in software, our software, into larger websites. But then we took a hit because that was the year that the dot-coms collapsed. And so what we did to kind of help that situation is we put that software in templated websites. And that year, I believe we sold like 400 or 500 that fall templated websites, primarily to organizations in Florida. So that was the beginning of Realtime Sites, and today we're working on version 3 of our product, and we believe it's going to, when the product rolls out in February, we believe it's going to be really, without question, one of the best, if not the best, content management system that exists in the marketplace.
Steve, when you talk about, and clearly the core of your business is the content management systems, then there are other players in this space. If I were to ask what distinguishes Realtime Sites from some of the others that are out there, how would you answer?
Okay, very good. There's two ways that, on a broader level, how Realtime Sites differs from other companies here in New Mexico and around the country.
Sure.
We have a wonderful blend. We have seven developers, and we emphasize education, so they all have like computer, either bachelor's in computer science or their master's in computer science. And so that puts those folks, men and women, on the same educational plane. And so we have they're a great technical team and a powerhouse. And then on the other side, we have four web graphics designers. And I got to tell you, if you look at our work on our website, you will see that they are, you know, some of the finest graphics designer in New Mexico. And so you take that wonderful presentation, and then you have the technical infrastructure to support applications that people want to do, and it is a powerful solution for customers. And that is one thing that differentiates us. You know, in New Mexico, there are great design shops, but they're just not that technical, because that's not their emphasis. And then there's good software companies in New Mexico, but from what I've seen, they suffer from the interface. So that's one thing that really differentiates us, is that we have great interfaces with great technical guts, so to speak, running these websites.
Yeah, it sounds as though you've married the aesthetics to the functionality in a different way structurally within your company.
Yes, exactly. And it's had Realtime Sites has branched. We've traditionally provided services like content management, websites for very small companies, and we do very, very large websites and web applications. But now, over the last year, we've started building software and offering that service to the public, and we're offering it as software as a service. And so we've released two products right now, or three, RealFile, RealTask, and RealMap. And what makes this a great solution also for companies, as they can use this software without investing in servers and IT support. They buy the software, and then they use it, the backups and everything else. It's all managed by us.
Wow. So a real outsource for a small business owner that doesn't have the resources internally to manage all of this.
Exactly. And it also works for large organizations. We're selling the RealFile system to government. We've sold it to, like, the Department of Transportation at the Navajo Nation.
Yeah.
And some other large outfits. And what happens is, you know, in large companies or large government organizations, the IT staff is taxed pretty heavy. And so, matter of fact, in the state, one of the big champions of our product is an IT person, because they love the product in terms of it works for the people there, and it works for them because they don't have to manage it. That's our job.
Yeah. We're visiting with Steve Schroeder. He's the founder and owner of Real Time Sites, the website www.realtimesites.com, just like it sounds. Your customer base, I know you have both customers both in government and private sectors. Tell us a little bit, do the purchases the government make or their interest in working with you, is it a different kind of customer than the private, or is it pretty much all the same from your vantage point?
Yeah, if you look at our website, you'll see a section called Our Markets. And we've really segmented it into small business, into government, which is federal, state, and local. And then we call it corporate for the larger players. And then the last one that we serve, which we love, is the indigenous market.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of work with the Navajo Nation and with the Pueblos. And we were just awarded a contract to do the Global Indigenous Portal. Now, it's just wonderful working with indigenous communities, and we've been working with the indigenous communities in New Mexico and Arizona, but it looks like we're going to be working with some of the indigenous communities in Brazil. And so,
wow.
So that's a wonderful dimension to our company. It's not super lucrative, but we really have a lot of energy for that.
Yeah.
But as far as the businesses, you know, like around New Mexico, we're very proud that we do the Albuquerque Greater Chamber website, we do the Hispano Chamber, we do the American Indian Chamber website. And so we run some of the largest e-commerce sites in New Mexico. We do a number of websites in the state of New Mexico for Department of Finance, Administration, Higher Ed, Homeland Security, CYFD, Department of Health. So we have quite a presence in the state, and also locally, we do a lot of business with small businesses right here in Albuquerque.
Do the little guys buy the same types of solutions that the big guys do?
Yes, it's just scaled back, but the same functionality. So, you know, even with our product, RealFile,
yeah,
we have a solution for very small outfits, okay? And we also sell the same product to large government entities. And what we don't want to do is strip out the functionality.
Yeah.
So everybody gets the same wonderful functionality. However, the way we differentiate the pricing depends on how much resources you intend to use.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have a quote out right now for a government, a department that needs to start off with 500 gig available of space and 200 users. So we price it accordingly, and then, you know, we might have some an accountant or a bookkeeper that has 20 clients and wants to use RealFile, but they only need a couple of users and 10 gig of disk space. So they get the same functionality. We just monitor the price based on resource use.
Sure. As far as the interface goes, Steve, is it basically the same product with just the capacity that changes? Is that a good way to describe that differentiation?
On our products, yes. On websites, It can be, like, if you take a look at abqchamber.com,
yeah,
you will see a very interesting flash presentation we did for that chamber. And it took a lot of work. It's very animated, and it's really an interesting, you know, we showed it off last week when we on the grand opening, and people just love it. Now, a small business would not need that kind of level of graphics. We do small businesses with some animation, but that one at the Albuquerque Chamber is a good example of level of effort for that for a website.
Yeah.
And you know, it's more expensive. You know, we also do, another one to check out is CasaRondeña.com. That's that wonderful winery in the North Valley.
Oh, yeah.
They have a great graphical presentation of their winery, and it's wonderful because when you look at the presentation for Casa Rondeña, it's hard to believe that kind of an establishment is right here in our North Valley, but it is. So it's a great way. And then the presentation, if you look at something like Golf Cochiti today, we did the Cochiti Pueblo Golfs, their golf course, the website for those guys. And it's different. So we're able to, you know, do different graphics and presentations for different companies. And, you know, it's the level of effort that really dictates what is going to be the price. But I can tell you, small companies come to us, and, you know, our starting point for a website with content management is
$1,000. Wow. That is extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very inexpensive. And, you know, when people come in, we show them what they can get for $1,000, and for a lot of small businesses, that's a great start for them. And it just really depends on the level of effort and how much functionality they need. And you know what we're noticing on the web is the days of just simply having a brochure site are coming to an end. People need their websites to really enhance their business, enhance their bottom line. And that's where real-time sites is very good at supporting endeavors by business owners, how they can use their website really to make more money.
Steve, I'm curious, what about user-generated content? Is that something that clients are asking for?
What do you mean by user-generated content?
Well, what I mean is, in other words, setting up like a social network type of platform.
Oh, yes, like blogs?
Absolutely.
Yep, we have requests regularly for, you know, can we have a blog on our site? And absolutely, we can. We can plug in blogs and other tools, you know, based on what customers are requesting.
All right.
Yes,
yeah.
We do a lot of that these days.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the trends that you're seeing out there and wondering if that was if you guys are seeing that as well with your customer base. Yeah.
Oh yes, and you know, there's a lot more emphasis today on things like membership websites.
Yes.
And you know, that takes a fair amount of programming. So that falls perfectly in what we can do, but we're seeing that we're seeing a better use of even things like video where it's appropriate. We did a website for Yes Housing, YesHousing.org, and Chris Baca, the CEO, has a video where he talks about his organization. I think it's very powerful. Because within just a couple of minutes, you can understand a lot about that company.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a lot more video used and ways to communicate what the company is about. And also with the flash and video and combinations, it's a great way to present dramatically what your company is all about.
Mm.
So, you know, we're seeing more of the animation, I would say, on websites.
Yeah, yeah. Steve, are you? Is your company on a growth trajectory, or are you pretty level now? What's the future hold for real-time sites?
We are on a heavy-duty growth path.
Great.
And about a year ago, maybe a little over a year ago, we started building the software products. You know, and right now, like I said, RealFile and RealTask and RealMap. And I need to mention RealMap in a minute, but those products we're using to start moving into the Denver market and the San Antonio, Austin, and perhaps the Dallas market.
Wonderful.
And what we want to do is go into those territories and work those territories and establish you know, start getting business in those areas. And we're doing that expansion with our products. Now, while we're there, we'll also promote our services. But the thing that differentiates us when we go into Denver is no company is offering these products the way we're offering them. So it gets us, you know, so people get interested.
Yeah.
And then as they learn about it, then we also say, yes, we do websites, we do commerce, we do web applications, and we're also able to promote our services.
Very, very cool. Steve Schroeder has been our guest. He's the founder and owner of Real Time Sites, that website, www.realtimesites.com, just like it sounds, based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We wish you continued success. Steve, thanks so much for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
Okay, well, David, thank you very much for having me.
You got it.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America.
Small Biz.
Small Biz Central.